the rest of the story. Kit's father was 5 days dead. Today her mother was dying. Kneeling at the bedside, Kit listened carefully to her mother's final wish that her three daughters, of whom Kit was eldest, would all get an education. Mother had even chosen the college she wanted them to attend, Bryn Mawr. "Keep your independence," she told her daughter. "Be your own person. Never be afraid of anything." And moments later, with those words, Mother was gone. She was 33. It was November of 1892. This is the rest of the story. Kit Houghton, H-O-U-G-H-T-O-N, Kit Houghton, was 14 years young and suddenly head of the family. Yet never once did the girl doubt her ability to take charge. And when she learned that her wealthy Uncle Amory had been appointed legal guardian, she announced to him her mother's last request that her three daughters attend Bryn Mawr College. Well, the uncle's reply was nonsense. Kit and her sisters would be brought up to become wives and homemakers. As a compromise, Uncle Amory might consider a finishing school for the girls, but a true higher education? That would be a waste of everybody's time. Kit remained determined to take charge. Eavesdropping one afternoon at her uncle's library door, she overheard the attorney relating a stipulation in the will of the Houghton girl's father that Amory be appointed the girl's guardian only temporarily and that 14-year-old Kit be permitted to name their permanent guardian. Well, this foreknowledge gave Kit the time she needed to prepare, and when everybody went to court for what Uncle Amory believed would be a formality, Kit stood up before the judge and announced her choice. An attorney friend of Kit's cousin, young fellow known as a crusader for women's education, also, by the way, a notorious ladies' man. So to everybody's shock, the young man was present in the court. He came forward immediately, saying that he would be delighted to serve as guardian for Kit and for her sisters. Uncle Amory's attorney protested, but the judge said the Houghton will was clear. Kit must decide. Well, Amory had had enough. He proposed a deal to Kit. His guardianship, provided he permit Kit and her sisters to apply to Bryn Mawr. And they shook on it, and Kit had won. She would attend Bryn Mawr College. And throughout her life, she would keep right on winning. She would continue to take charge. You've heard of the League of Women Voters? Originally called the Equal Franchise League? Kit was the co-founder of that. You've heard of Planned Parenthood, first known as the Connecticut Birth Control League? Kit was the founder of that, and also its first president. She would also become Margaret Sanger's chief strategist and federal legislative chairman. She would remain one of the most effective Washington lobbyists in all the history of feminism. Generations of American women would consciously honor and unwittingly pay homage to the contributions Kit made to their cause and to the fiercely independent spirit she seemed to have inherited from her mother. And if such attributes as attitude may thus be passed on, it will make perfect sense when you consider that Kit Houghton's married name was Kit Hepburn. And she had a little girl who grew up to become an actress. Another take-charge young lady named Catherine Hepburn. And now you know the rest of the story.